Here on today's Lately Radio Sports page, we're catching up with Central College Women's Triathlon coach Jenny Hedrick-Rosenberg. And Jenny, thanks for joining us today. And you're the coach of one of the newest teams here at Central College. Talking to you about this, getting it started in 2019, getting this program up and running. And being a couple years into it, how do you feel like the triathlon game is going for you guys here at Central College?
I think it's going really well. We've had a lot of success. We've had an All-American every year that we've had a competitive season, and also like an All-American scholastic team every year as well. So as far as the team goes, we are strong and very smart. As far as recruiting goes, it's very hard, but
I can imagine that would be difficult. And just getting the program up and running and being here at a time where triathlon's growing in the NCAA. What can you say about the growth that you've seen in the sport over the last couple of years taking over this program and kind of getting it up and running?
So for the NCAA, we're an emerging sport, which means we're not fully NCAA yet. So we're working on getting 40 teams throughout the nation to cross, have three girls cross four, or four girls cross three finish lines, one of the two. One of those two numbers is backwards. But and so once we get that, then we'll be fully into the NCAA budgeting cycle and then into the NCAA. I've learned a lot about the NCAA emerging sport system, which has been a fun and interesting learning curve. But it's been really fun to see all the teams add and like how they're trying to add within conferences. So like right now, we're really going after the SEC and trying to get those schools to join. Because we're an emerging sport, we're all one division. So we race all Division I and Division II schools throughout the country. So there isn't really a Division III anymore for us. We do get our awards based on Division III, but we race everyone.
And what's that like, getting to race all different levels? Because you think about it with like other sports, you think of it in terms of like a football or a baseball, basketball. You know, you might see Division One versus Division Two or something like that, and it might not be that competitive. But what is that like, just getting to compete against the Division One, Division Two schools and run well against some of them?
So it's very interesting because a lot of the Division Two, Division Three girls are international. So they're possibly going to the Olympics for their country. And even some of the United States girls are bidding for an Olympic spot on our Olympic team. So our girls actually get a race Olympians. So like this past race, Grace was in the fast heat. And so she got to race with a lot of the D1 girls. So she was racing girls from countries all over the world. And we're doing well. Obviously, we got one girl into the fast heat. Lucy and Addie were number four, number six out. So they were really close to being into the fast heat. And it was just a great experience. And they did a lot better than they thought they would against the Division One, Division Two girls.
That's awesome. And you talk about this most recent race, that being the West qualifier for the national meet coming up here in November. And just looking at that meet as a whole from your squad's perspective, how do you feel like things went over there in Springfield, Missouri?
Our girls raced really well, especially considering the circumstances. The races started late. It was 50 degrees with 15 mile per hour winds. The water temperature was 69, so they were in, it felt warm because the air was so cold, but they were in cold water. They'd swim and they'd get out and they're wet in the windy conditions, and they're not allowed to wear sleeves, so they have to be in their uniforms. There's no arm coverings at all, so they couldn't put their jackets on. So they just had to tough it out. Looking back on pictures, you can really see the first loop of the bike, they were cold. And they were struggling on their bikes just a little bit that first loop. But then after that first loop, they really started to get stronger and raced well.
You talk about the specifications there and the cold temperatures. As a coach, how do you kind of prepare? Because obviously you can't control the weather. How do you, you know, work with it with the girls to make sure that they're mentally prepared for that kind of challenge?
So this group of sophomores got really lucky last year. Every race they had was sunny and 70. It was beautiful for them last year. And so far this year, it was beautiful every race we've done this year. But then, of course, our qualifier is not so beautiful. So we practice in all conditions. So we practice when it's raining. We practice biking in the rain. This fall, it hasn't been really rainy. So they haven't really had a chance to be out on wet pavement. We do swim here in the cold. They do not like me for it, but they are thankful for swimming in the cold here when they went into the race this past weekend.
And I know that we've got a couple of girls who are from our listening area here that are competing with this team, that being Grace Benson, who's an alum of Newton. You got Lucy Laidlaw from right here in Pella, and Dad's just across the hall from us as we're doing this interview. And then we got Taylor Jones from Knoxville. And what have you kind of seen from those three girls throughout the season as they've run really well? And I know you mentioned one of them was even in the fast heat against some of the Division I and Division II runners.
Yeah, so we have a great connection with the NCAA team, or NCMP team. I am an alum from that team. So just knowing their coach, that's how we got Lindsay. And then that's how Grace heard about our team. So getting her from a one-sport athlete into a multi-sport athlete has been fun to see her challenge herself on jumping on her bike and just the little things to work on. So she's been a really fun one. And then Lucy actually came to Central to play violin. And she was a lifeguard at the pool. And I was like, Lucy, you should really try. I think you would like it. Swimming would come back, because she swam for me till she was 13. So I was like, you can do it. And just looking at Lucy, she looks like a triathlete. So having her join in, and just from last year to this year, the growth in her has been huge. She worked really hard over the summer, and just seeing her develop into a true triathlete has been a great experience. And then Taylor, I have also known since she was really, really little. And I went to our first draft legal race, and I said, this was made for Taylor Jones. And so convincing her to come to Central, and I knew that her passion was soccer. So getting her with Colby and getting her into the soccer program and helping her through that process. And then just last year, triathlon was kind of her side gig. And this year she became more of equals. So it's really shown in her performance, and it's been really fun to watch her grow.
That is really fun. And now looking ahead, you guys got the national meet. We mentioned it, November 11th in Tempe, Arizona. What's kind of the goal or expectation going into that meet and the process of getting to Tempe, Arizona like?
So to get there, we just had to finish our race this year. I think next year the qualifications will get a little bit harder. So they had to get through, not get lapped out. Our sport, you can get lapped out. So if you get passed by the fastest biker and you on your bike, you actually have to stop racing and you can't continue your race. So our rule as a team is if you get lapped out, you can't go to nationals. Everyone made it through the race, even with a four loop bike this year. So everyone on the team gets to go. So we'll head down there, and then the process and what we're looking forward to there is it's fun because the race course is the same almost every year. So you can really see year to year how you performed and how much you got better. So there's not a lot of courses where they stay the same. So this is one that stayed the same. The swim course is the same. It's not in a current. So the route stays the same. There's bridges, like physical bridges. So they can't really change the route on us. So everything stays the same. So it's so much fun to see how much faster they get over the years while they're at that national race.
That's awesome. Coach, thanks for letting us catch up with you a little bit, and best of luck at the national meet coming up here in November.
Thank you very much.
Absolutely. That was Central College Women's Triathlon Coach Jenny Hedrick-Rosenberg on today's Lately Radio Sports page.